May 18th marks International Museum Day. The theme for this year is Museums in a Changing World, New Challenges, New Inspirations. The Vatican Museums are home to some of the world's greatest works of art. Lydia O'Kane spoke to a chief curator of the Vatican Museums, Arnold Nesselrath, about the challenges of new media for the museum.
In a general sense, with regard to museums, do you think that museums are a good way of really having a role in developing society?
Museums have been funded, have been invented to educate people, to bring people in, to have pleasure and to learn something while they're looking at things, while they're getting involved with things. And this is still the main purpose of a museum. They are nowadays, of course, in danger to be overwhelmed by tourism, but museums are a great institution. They're a great chance to get directly to the people, to raise issues that people should be thinking about, and to tell them things that they should know about and that are important also for our daily life in our society.
You talked about education there. Are you talking about from people from very young to very old?
Museums should address people of all ages. They should address people of mixed cultures, and this certainly is a challenge nowadays, especially with more people coming, with more travelers. But museums should be attractive to the young. They should not bore the young, but they should really interest them. They should have new things to tell them, to raise their interest. They should talk to people who know something, but also to people who come to learn something entirely new up to the maximum age.
People go and see museums, but they're also a way of conserving the past. Again, something that the Vatican Museums are involved in.
Well, we cannot understand our presence if we don't look back to the past, to our traditions, where we come from, why we are the way we are, and all of that are themes that museums should have a discourse with the visitors in.
You mentioned young people there. How important is it to have projects that the museums do to get people integrated, to get people involved?
Well, we have just started in the last couple of years a program for young people to get them interact with the objects. Of course, nowadays, techniques of the artists are very important. And, of course, young people like to do things. So we have a studio schools and academies can come to and work with the young people and then go to the objects and see what the artists achieved after they'd started, as these young children have started.
We're living in a changing world, a challenging world, and in an era of new media, how are museums like the Vatican Museum looking to the future?
Well, the museums have a very long tradition. They're over 500 years old, and they've changed several times. We shall have, in the future, to get involved with new media as far as presentation goes, but also as far as conservation goes, how we store our objects. We have to develop an archive online on our restoration, on our inventory. So there have to be also exchanges between the various departments, because what we sort of develop for a special purpose can in part also be used to support the dialogue with the public. So new media will be a very important issue in the next couple of years.
We see many times museums lending artefacts, artwork to other museums. Is that important? Is that an important part of being a museum?
The Vatican Museums lend a lot. given their importance, giving the cultural heritage that the Holy See has in the museums. But of course, one has to decide in each case what one is going to support, what one is going to do with these objects, which context they're being shown in. We've done a very important exhibition last year accompanying the visit of the Holy Father to Germany, which was a small exhibition which had 258,000 visitors, the greatest exhibition ever that ever happened in Dresden in Germany. We did something similar in London the year before. So, and that is also a way of teaching things about the gospel, about our objects, and that is something that we are developing in a very strong way. And of course, these challenges to do this on the occasion of the visit of on a visit of the Holy Father is, of course, a wonderful chance to work also with our objects to make them become alive in a completely new context.
The Vatican Museums opened their doors at night a few years ago and have continued to do so. Is that a good way of really having a larger audience and showing off works, to put it in this phrase, in a different light, as it were?
It certainly augments the audience, but that's not the issue here. It's a very enchanting way to look at the objects. And if you look at objects in a different context, even if you know them very well, it sort of enriches your experience with them. And it's not so much an issue. Of course, it helps to dilute the visitors. But what we also should always bear in mind is our relationship with the objects, the experience we can have, the spiritual experience in all sorts of senses, and there the evening openings are a great contribution and allow to do many things that you do not have during a normal day. I think what is very important is the educational aspect, which museums mustn't lose, which are always present and which are the basis also if we want to conserve objects, because you can only treat objects that, of course, are deteriorating over time if you know them very well, if you can integrate your knowledge in the preparation of a restoration. So the scholarly aspect is something that is important, and that leads to a proper presentation of the objects to a very heterogeneous audience which are coming to visit this. And yes, maybe there is one thing that is very important also with our museums. We have a very large ethnographic collection with over 80,000 objects, which we are gradually trying to reopen. And this is also important because a church like the Catholic Church, which is a universal church, also has to show that it is in dialogue with all cultures of the world. And therefore, this department, it will be very important in the future. And that is getting a lot of support and is a very active part of what we're doing right now. So the Vatican Museums are not only the Sistine Chapel, it's also Raphael and the Leocon, but it is also world culture, and that is an important aspect also in the mission of these museums.